One of the three most wanted war crime suspects from the former Yugoslavia was arrested today in Spain's Canary Islands. The Croatian general Ante Gotovina is accused of atrocities against Serbs. Although he's considered a hero in his homeland, pressure from the UN War Crimes Tribunal is said to have led to his arrest today. NPR's Sylvia Pajoli has the story.
In what may be an ironic coincidence, the announcement of the Croatian fugitive's arrest was made in the Serbian capital, Belgrade, by the chief war crimes prosecutor, Carla Del Ponte.
Since September, we are working to find Gotovina, and finally we could achieve that. So Gotovina now is in detention, and he will be transferred to The Hague.
Gotovina is charged with masterminding the killing of at least 150 Serbs and the expulsion of some 150,000 others from the Krajina region of Croatia during a 1995 offensive codenamed Operation Storm. The Croatian general was captured in the Canary Islands Wednesday evening when special police agents surprised him at a luxury beach hotel. Dejan Anastasijević, a journalist for the independent Belgrade weekly Vreme, says the arrest will ease the path toward Croatia's entry in the European Union and marks a success for Croatian Prime Minister Ivo Sanader.
The Prime Minister Ivo Sanader of Croatia has virtually put all his money on that particular number, the European number. And he knew that his survival on power depended on can Croatia get into the European Union fast. This was the primary condition for Croatia. This is the last obstacle, and now essentially he wants another one, and this is a great relief for Croatia.
In his homeland, General Gotovina is extremely popular. Posters with his picture, captioned "Hero, not criminal," could be seen throughout the country. Only last September, Del Ponte had charged that Gotovina was hiding in a Roman Catholic monastery in Croatia and that the Vatican had refused her pleas to help find him. Croatia will see today's arrest as a vindication of its claim that Gotovina had fled abroad before his indictment was made public. With Gotovina arrested, the two top war criminals still at large are Bosnian Serb wartime leader Radovan Karadzic and his military chief Ratko Mladic. They face the most serious charges of genocide for the Srebrenica massacre of some 8,000 Muslims and the siege of Sarajevo. Serbian political analyst Braca Grubacic says the pressure now will increase on Belgrade to deliver.
Generally speaking, nobody likes Carlo Del Ponte, and nobody likes the Hague Tribunal. Everybody thinks that it's like too much of a political institution, but most of people are kind of aware of the fact that this is sort of a necessity of our life. Simply we have to accept it as a fact of life.
Journalist Dejan Anastasijević says the Gotovina arrest is also expected to give a much-needed boost to the war crimes tribunal in The Hague.
The tribunal is in final stages of existence. It's under great pressure to wrap things up as fast as possible. And the arrest of General Gotovina and his availability to the court is going to speed up this final stage for the court.
The trial of Serbian strongman Slobodan Milosevic will soon enter its fourth year. This alone has prompted criticism that justice is not being served. Surveys indicate that the great majority of Bosnian Muslims are very dissatisfied with the slow pace of the trial. The tribunal is also accused of not appearing to be impartial. Kosovo-Albanian indicted war criminal Ramush Haradinaj, accused of abduction, murder, torture, and ethnic cleansing of Serbs and Roma, was recently granted temporary release and allowed to return briefly to politics. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News.